Welcome to the Little Gifts Podcast. This is Sue Ellen Parkinson.
And I'm her granddaughter, Savannah Wonderwheel. And we're on a journey together to find deeper meaning and magic in the day-to-day.
We're so happy to have you join us.
Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, Grandma. And good morning, everybody listening. We tried to record an episode yesterday, but it just, the internet, the computers, the Zoom, whatever, just would not work. We tried like a few times, and I feel like it was like our most technical difficulties day yet.
And we might have another one today because we have the total eclipse in Aries that's going to happen. So, yeah. But we love you and we want to stay connected. So we're doing this little, a short version today.
Yeah. So we're just doing a little guy. And we were just thinking that, well, I was thinking, I don't know if it was a we, but I was thinking it'd be nice to just hear a poem. I know you have so many good ones, Grandma. And I thought, you know, if we can't give a whole conversation and if we're worried that this thing is going to glitch out any second, let's just keep it short and sweet. And if you want to share a little beauty with us.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to touch in on just ever so briefly things we do to strengthen us or just, you know, sustain us, ways that we get through difficulty. And poetry has always been something that I turn to. I have a book with all my favorites in it printed out. And sometimes I give those copies of those to people as a gift.
I feel really lucky I got a copy of that last solstice.
It makes a really nice gift and it's a nice collection to have if you want to turn to something that will lift your spirits. So anyway, so this is a poem by Danusha Lamaris and it's called Small Kindnesses. I've been thinking about the way when you walk down a crowded aisle, people pull in their legs to let you by. Or how strangers still say, bless you, when someone sneezes, a leftover from the bubonic plague. Don't die, we are saying. And sometimes when you spill lemons from your grocery bag, someone else will help you pick them up. Mostly we don't want to harm each other. We want to be handed our cup of coffee hot and to say thank you to the person handing it, to smile at them and for them to smile back. For the waitress to call us honey when she sets down the bowl of clam chowder. And for the driver in the red pickup truck to let us pass. We have so little of each other now. So far from tribe and fire. Only these brief moments of exchange. What if they are the true dwelling of the holy? These fleeting temples we make together when we say, here, have my seat. Go ahead, you first. I like your hat.
Mm, yeah. I love that.
I love that poem and I love Danusha Lamaris. She's wonderful.
Mm, that's great.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people are experiencing anxiety right now for so many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One is the astrological stuff that's going on, but also something that we haven't even mentioned, Savannah, is it's election season here in the United States. And
I know it's so scary.
I was just, you know, thinking, I'm not going to let this get me. I'm not going to let this get me. I'm not going to let this yank me around, but I'm feeling it already. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. So anyway, how to deal with all that anxiety constructively. I know you do a lot of physical stuff, Savannah, but I just picked up this little book, Shadow Work Journal for Self-Love.
You know, any little bits help.
I know. I'm just going for the deep dive of, I know enough to know not to run away from the anxiety, just to work with it, go towards it. So anyway, this book is by Valerie Inez and Latha J. It kind of perked my interest,
mm-hmm,
as they give little writing prompts every day. And And I feel like, you know, as soon as I start working with my own stuff, I start feeling better, more empowered.
Oh my gosh. Yes. The not running away from anxiety thing. I was having like a super weird anxiety week last week, and I'm just chalking it up to all the weirdness that's happening in the world. And then also the stuff happening up in the sky. But regardless, I listened to a Tara Brach episode about anxiety, and it was so helpful. And it was all just basically about that of not running away from your anxiety, but, you know, inviting it in, sitting with it and going a little deeper in it. So I think that's another good shout out is if you're looking for good calming podcasts to help with your brain. I cannot recommend Tara Brach enough. We love her here.
And the other thing that I started doing was painting last night. I just felt all this anxiety. So I just painting came, you know.
Did you do all that in one night?
I did.
You did all that in one night?
I did.
My gosh. Wow. That's incredible. She texted me a picture this morning of what looks to me like almost a finished painting.
No, it's not. But it's,
oh my gosh.
It's close. That's the good side. You know, we always talk about there's a good side and bad side. Well, that's the good side of all this fiery Aries energy is you can just kind of explode and really go on fire like a wildfire. So I have this painting of Bridget with her eternal flame, and I'm kind of excited about it.
It's pretty spectacular.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I think that just to get to share that little piece of softness, of beauty, of reminding people of the small kindnesses, I think that's like a thing that's so easy to just kind of look past when those happen to you day to day. But I think they really are impactful. And if all of us just did more small kindnesses for each other, it sounds so cheesy, but it'd be such a better place.
I don't think it's cheesy. I think it's the ultimate truth, really. I got to spend so much time with your mom recently because she was healing from this surgery. And I there's something I really love about her, which I don't know if you've noticed it, but she's very kind to every single person she meets on the outside there in the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I get kind of aggravated and frustrated, I'll tend to shut down a little bit and I won't extend that stuff as much. But I was really noticing it with Mira, and I appreciate it in her and in just about everybody who can do that. It's a good practice, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Even just I love at the end, the line of saying, I like your hat.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's something that's so simple and so silly, but when we tell each other we like, you know, your outfit, your XYZ, I mean, say that to anybody and you're just going to see their face light up.
Yeah, it's a little pet. It's a little, yeah. I'm giving you a little pat there. Yeah. Well, maybe that's enough. I have to say that really excited about our next interview, which is with Francis Weller, who writes a lot about grief and other things.
And his name has come up quite a few times on our show.
Yeah, because I did work years ago, spent a lot of time with Francis doing rituals. So it's going to be great to reconnect with him. And a little teaser on that is that people who deal with their grief really know how to work with it and face it, end up being some of the happy, most playful people that I've ever known. And he's one of those people. Mm. So stay tuned for that. That'll be our show next week.
Yeah, it should be really good. I'm excited. Okay. Well, do you want to really quick, should we do a little gift?
Oh my goodness.
Should we keep it going? It's the one thing, right? That we've done every episode.
Yeah, okay. You go.
Me go. Okay, mine's going to be, oh my gosh, just that spring is happening here in Portland. And that really means all the flowers are, the trees, the flower trees are just showing us all their glory. I mean, we've got the magnolias blooming, all the cherry blossoms blooming. And it's just one of those things where it's like happens every year. And it's so simple, but I just my breath is taken away multiple times a day, just driving, walking to or from. I've gone on a few little journeys to go and visit a certain trees that I like to visit, and they're just really magnificent. And I feel like it's one of those things of kind of this like fleeting beauty that you only get for a little bit of time every year. But it really does make me so, so, so happy and warms me up. And yeah, so that's mine, is that all the flower trees are blooming and I can't get enough of it. Like the most like simple pleasures thing. Just like all I want to do is walk out and see a tree.
Yes, I'm not copying you. The first thing that popped into my mind is that I have this deck out here with a big, big pot. Big turquoise pot. And I don't really garden much anymore. A lot of it has to do with the fact that I have so many deer around here and they just get into the deer and the bear are getting into everything. But I do have a bunch of bulbs that are in this big pot. And right now, this time of year is when they're all blooming. You know, they come back every year and I think, oh my gosh, my one little flower pot that I've got, and the deer haven't eaten them yet, and they're just beautiful. A bunch of all different kinds of daffodils. So it's very beautiful. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the flowers.
Yeah, thanks for the flowers, world. We are so grateful.
Okay. Well, I love you, Grandma.
Love you, Savannah. I'll see you on Friday.
Yeah. We love you too, listeners.
Love ya. Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoy this show, and I'll assume you do since you're listening, please rate and review us on Apple and Spotify. It would also be amazing if you could tell your friends and family about it. Word of mouth recommendations are the best marketing a podcast could wish for. To keep in touch, you can find us on Instagram at Little Gifts Podcast, or you can send us a note at littlegiftspodcast@gmail.com. Every love note we get makes our day. And if you feel inspired to share, we would be so excited to hear about the little gifts that have shown up in all of your lives. To see or purchase Sue Ellen's artwork, you can find her on Facebook and Instagram at sue.ellen.parkinson. You can also visit her website at sueellenparkinson.com. Our music is by the talented musician Robin O'Brien. Big thanks to Robin. Please subscribe to our show and go ahead and leave us that review while you're at it. Thanks again, and we'll be back next week.